Thank you so much for your patience, Justin. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and get you scheduled anyway. I do have availability on the 5th, if that's okay.
1 second, let me get my calendar back open. So next Friday?
Yes, because since the 4th is on Thursday.
Yeah, my day is wide open. What time works for you?
So we have an 8 a.m. or a 10 a.m.?
Let's do the 10 a.m.
Okay, so we'll schedule for 10 a.m. then. Sorry, I'm just getting you scheduled right now. So if you do hear a couple moments of silence, I do apologize. Just trying to get that done for you. I have 10 a.m. on the 5th. So yes, that would be Friday.
Cool. All right. Anything that I should have ready or prepared in advance of that?
So I would just be prepared to at least explain the situation. Maybe we can bring it further towards like the where the porch is not going to be for the time being and run the line down through the basement where it normally is. I'm going to make a note in this as well, just so that they are aware that you are planning on talking to them about how you're going to properly get connected and the best way to get you connected pending this porch.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be the best option at that point. I mean, if you want to show them the building plans, I'm sure that might be helpful, but I'm pretty sure.
There walking them through where everything's going to be, I may as well show them a drawing that they can take away.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the drop cable will be laid down a couple days before that. Mm-hmm. So what will happen is if you do see somebody come into the yard, definitely let them know, hey, are you here for the drop cable? And at that point, you'll be able to show them, okay, here's where the porch is going, and you'll be able to coordinate with them as well, just to make sure that they have either enough line or that it's short enough and that the install can still occur. Worst case scenario, if we do need to reschedule, what we can do is we can always reschedule that no matter at any point. So.
Okay. Yeah, I just would hate to have you guys have to come out twice and, you know, I don't know what's involved in terminating fiber. I haven't ever done it. So it's not as easy as coax, I know. But yeah, I'd hate to have to, you know, waste effort and materials and all that, knowing that I'm putting this in imminently. So.
And I do appreciate that as well. I know that our techs would definitely be very appreciative if they knew that you were, you know, being considerate.
You guys
and I
are
really
busy
do.
Enough.
Well, we always do our best to try and make sure that you're connected properly. And, you know, if ever there are any issues, you can always give us a call and let us know, hey, I'm having issues. And if we need to send somebody out, then we need to send somebody out. So, that's typically what it is.
Okay.
So I've got
I'll
you scheduled here.
Somebody.
Perfect. Yeah. I've got you scheduled here for the 5th at 10 a.m. Keep an eye out for somebody a couple of days ahead. In case they come onto the property, but I'll have notes in there as well for them on the drop work as well. Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, of course. And thank you so much for your patience, Justin. I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day if you have no other questions.
Thanks. No other questions. Have a great day.
Okay. You as well. Bye-bye.